Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast, KNEO Radio AM and FM radio podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
Well, Galen Thorne, you're running for Mason City Commission. You've indicated, you know, this is the first time to run for a political office. First of all, though, let's talk about, you know, what's your background? Who are you and how long you've been here in Mason and that sort of thing?
Well, the wife and I moved to Mason almost 20 years ago. I retired from a couple of high-tech companies and found some property in Mason County out in the north end, and we fell in love with it, moved out to the ranch, and a couple of years ago we moved into town. And but in the meeting, during that period of time, I always found something to do, and one of the jobs that I did was to work for the city hall, or work in city hall. Mm-hmm. Started out putting in the new billing system that was supposed to be a temporary job that was going to last for a month or so, and it turned into almost 5 years. And I wound up being the financial director for the city. That became more of a full-time job than I wanted, and so I had an opportunity to go over to the sheriff's office as a part-time job as a deputy tax assessor collector, and I was basically doing voter registration, license registration or license renewal, and so I got to meet a lot of people. And being in the Lions Club and being around town, I've met a lot of people and know quite a few, and most everyone says they don't recognize me, but most of them I've seen at least once or twice during that period of time. Having worked for the city, attending city commission meetings and things of that nature, I felt that it was time for somewhat of a change in the way the meetings are run, because it seems like sometimes those meetings run for an extended period of time. And I believe that working in industry, that there's a way to run an effective meeting and get everything accomplished without it being 3 to 4 hours long. And I'd like to see some changes in the way meetings are conducted and managed from that aspect. And have some experience in running meetings, because the companies I work for, that's basically the way we lived, yeah. Was all in meetings. And not that I'll run the meetings, but I'll be glad to assist whoever is the mayor in helping them get the meetings to be a little more effective. But I still want to hear what the citizens have to say. I want their input, their comments, and things like that, because as a commissioner, it's not what I want, it's what the constituents in that district feels important to them.
You look at the city of Mason these days, what are the sort of key issues that you're focused on that you think are most important for the city right now?
I'd like to see more focus on streets. Primarily, I traveled around the city of the morning early on a bicycle. I do my morning exercise on a bicycle, and at this time of the year, it's dark, and I see children walking to school on these streets, and there's really not enough light that you can really see them or even some of the residents that are out doing their morning exercise. So I'd like to see an improvement, especially in the street lighting, but on those streets where the students are primarily walking to school, both to and from, even though there are times in the year that it wouldn't be necessary. But that's a more of a short-term solution I'd like to see us do. Longer term would be to put in some street sidewalks, gutters, things of that nature, and just really upgrade the streets more into what you would see in a lot of the bigger towns. And I know that's going to cost a lot of money, but I think if we plan it over a number of years, we can accomplish that. And again, like to see us start with the streets where students are walking to and from school, or even adults that are out with their morning exercise.
The infrastructure is currently getting some upgrades in water and the new landfill, things of that sort.
Yes, with a new landfill, had opportunity yesterday with the city administrator to go out and tour the new landfill. It's getting real close to completion. I know there was a lot of lengthy meetings and discussions about whether we needed a landfill or not, but it's really going to be a nice facility. I think people that use the landfill will see a big improvement in how that's done. Water, there is an improvement coming on the water because TCEQ has said that we have too many radionuclei, I believe is the way it's pronounced, in the water. And there is would be a process to get that done. And that work is starting basically now, but it'll take almost a year for it to be complete before the water will be, that will be completed. So in the meantime, there's some things I'd like to see us do to help continue the citizens in the water and things of that nature.
Long term, you have a sort of a vision that you have in mind for Mason, what you'd like to see?
Well, one, I'd like to see, as I said, improvements in the street, but all of the infrastructure. I'd like to see us put together some long-range plans as a city commission, publish those to the citizens and get their input, but really look at all of the city's services and look at, there's always room for improvement in most anything we do, and I think that's the piece that I would like to see is more longer range planning and getting things planned out so that we can maintain the services we have, but also improve and maybe reduce the expenses, you know. And I think, you know, electric has been our revenue generator primarily for the city, but with the advent of solar power, the wind turbines, things of that nature, we need to be looking at what is the future going to look like for the city electric business from that too.
The when you're out campaigning, you're talking to folks, and what is it you tell them that says, you know, this is who I am and why you should vote for me?
The reason I think I would say who I am, it's one, I'm pretty independent, but I like to use data to make the decision. I want to look at both sides, both pro and con, before I make a decision and try to weigh that. That I've done all my life, and I'm pretty much a numbers guy, so I like to see a lot of numbers. I think I can help with my experience of having worked for the city for a number of years. I saw all of the business that the city does as financial director, so was heavily involved in a lot of those activities. And I think that gives me an advantage that someone that comes into the city commission that has never been involved with any of the actual day-to-day activities of the city would see, you know, from that. So I feel like that I can be effective starting day one in helping the city and moving forward.
Okay, very good. Anything else?
Basically, I just want to say thanks to you, Lynn, and to KNEL for giving me the opportunity to speak, and I encourage everyone to go out and vote. I would appreciate your vote if you would like to vote for me and you live in District 1, but by all means, vote your choices. That's the main thing I want to say.
Thank you. Nicholas Garish, you're running for Mason City Commission. What? Tell me about yourself first of all, and then we'll look at why you're running.
Well, I'm Nicholas Garish, and I was born and raised here in Mason. I graduated Mason High School in 2000, went off to college at Angelo State, and I've been back and forth between Mason and Angelo over the years to help family and try to return to college. And I never did get college finished because family always needed me, and I think family's important. And growing up in Mason in the St. Paul Lutheran Church, I was taught that you do what you can to help your family, and I see everybody in Mason as family. And we don't all get along all the time, and I mean, everybody's got different opinions, but I want to try and see what I can do to facilitate getting everybody's voice heard, trying to do what's best for Mason, and not just the outspoken majority, but the unspoken minority that they don't feel their voices are heard or they're taken seriously. They'll come to me in town or catch me in places and ask me what's going on in city council meetings and relay their concerns to me, but they don't feel that their voice matters enough for them to go and present it to the council themselves. So I've tried to be that voice for them from the outside. And if I'm elected city commissioner, I can do that and be that voice for them from the inside a lot better than I can from the public side of the microphones.
Okay. You've had a long time sort of interest in local politics. You ran for mayor once.
Yeah, I did. I ran against William Beatty and Brent Hinckley for mayor in 2018. And I wanted to see Mason go a direction that getting projects done that we need to be taken care of. I mean, I worked for Jason McMillan Land Surveying in 2013, and we did control points for the aerial survey for the city dump, which is now under construction and everything. And they've been moving forward pretty good on the construction of that. And that was a big hot ticket item last summer. I mean, we took 3-4 months of citizens coming out saying, this is what we want. We want our landfill. And then we had certain pushback amongst the commission saying, well, we want to do a transfer station. And the citizens overwhelmingly said, we want a landfill. It was set aside for landfill decades ago for that intention. And the citizens' voices weren't being acknowledged as strongly as they should have been, because as an elected official, whoever's elected, are there to serve the public, not our own interest. And I saw a lot more people's own interest being fought for as opposed to the overwhelming interest of the public. And that, to me, just didn't set right. I was like, we're elected officials there to help people, not help ourselves.
If you look at what's going on in Mason these days, are there areas of particular interest that you want to see things happen as you look forward for the future?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely lots of areas. I know that they've started working after my election run for 2018 for mayor. That brought a lot of issues to light for a lot of people who didn't realize. Since then, there's been a bridge over by the old concrete bridge over by the St. Paul Lutheran Church Park area that's been completely tore out, completely replaced. There's on the agenda to take the concrete bridge out that's between the jail and the county library is coming up, that's going to be replaced because it's crumbling and everything. City roads are starting to be paved again, and that's important to everybody in the community, because if our roads aren't maintained and serviceable, then it doesn't look like it's someplace people want to visit. They don't want to spend their money here. They just want to pass through and get on. But if we can get our roads and our infrastructure up and going better and make our county look better, that means more tourist traffic will actually stop in Mason, spend their money in Mason, which helps our sales tax income for the county. It also would get people lodging, and that helps our hotel lodging in taxes coming in and benefits the entire community. And our landfill is another one of those benefits that we need to keep going through, get it going. And I know there's been some talk about our recycling. A lot of it's not been taken right now because there's no market for it. But that's another thing we need to try and see if there's a way we can get our recycling to market, see what kind of market they've got, or what can we do with the recycling that we can't currently take because there's no market for it. There's also been talk in the past about a solar farm. I know that right now the city has a current contract with LCRA that we can produce up to 20% of our own power, but we don't have any facilities to do that. The county has already voted years ago to not do the wind turbines, but if we get a solar farm, possibly a long-term planning project, that'd be great, because solar farm has less of a visual impact on the sight line and the vision of Mason County sight line, but it also allow us to create more of our own power up to the 20% we have current contract with the LCRA, which would take off some of that we're having to pay LCRA for transmission or lines, which also decreases the overhead of the city budget that we have to then turn around and charge our consumers as the citizens, because we'd be able to produce that 20%. We could set it at a lower rate, or whatever it takes to manufacture, to run that solar farm, which could be a lower rate than an LCRA to transmit from Austin or wherever it's transmitting from currently.
Was the long-term, you have a vision for Mason that you want to see the city pursue?
There's like, I mean, everybody's got a vision. I've got several visions, and a lot of those would come down to what we could get done. I mean, Mason used to have this grand 2-day rodeo association. JC's rodeo back then. It was one day parade. It took half the day just to get the parade over, and we had a 2-day square event, and vendors come in from all around, and we had a booming summer community, and we haven't had that in several years, in fact. And it's been so hard for the vendors to come in. They're doing one-day events. They set up, and then they have to close down at the end of the day. I mean, that's hard. And it's like, I know, like, our neighboring county, McCulloch County, Brady, they have their goat rope off, or goat cook-off, and that's been going on for several years, and that's always been a big draw to them. If we could do something like that, like the south side and east, west side of our square would be perfect for an event like that, where we could, because those are city roads. We would have to close off those county, the state highways. We have some kind of event like that. We've got Heritage Park just off the square. That would be wonderful for events like that. That could help bring additional funds into the city coffers, which would help ease the burden on all of our citizens to pay for these long-term planning projects.
Well, when you go out and you talk to folks and you say, I'm running for city commission, and how to sort of wrap it up, how do you tell them, says, you know, this is who I am and why I'd like you to vote for me?
Well, I mean, I grew up in Mason. A lot of people that have known me all my life, they know that I'm a man of my word, and sometimes that's a fault, because they know if I tell you I'm going to do something, I'll break my back just to keep my word. And then that's a good thing, too, because I don't give my word easily. I'm not going to tell you I can or will do something unless I can guarantee it done. Mm-hmm. But I will guarantee that I will do my best for the citizens of Mason to make sure that their wishes and their will is followed as closely as possible, with keeping in mind as a council member, I would have to balance what's best for Mason with what the public wants, and try to take all that in consideration and find the best course. And I'd be open to listening to anybody come up with concerns, opinions, options, get all the facts and relevant facts and see what is the best option for Mason and the citizens of Mason as a whole. I guess the only thing I'd say is if y'all elect me city council, I'll be more than happy to fight for the citizen within side Mason, from the city council side. But if by chance y'all think someone else is better in that situation, I'll still be fighting for the citizens of Mason, even if I'm doing it from the public side of the speaker still.
Okay. All right. With Annette Thomas, who is a candidate for city commission for the Mason, the precinct one, district one, I guess it's called, in Mason. So appreciate your visiting with us. Tell us about yourself, first of all, and then we'll look at you think is important for the city of Mason as you look into the future.
Well, my husband's family is actually the people that are from Mason. Okay. Five generations back now, I would say. And unfortunately, we are the current generation. Apparently all the grandparents have passed on. But for 35 years, we've been married, mm-hmm. and coming to Mason on holidays, working in the summer. We had cattle. The family mm-hmm. had cattle, so we were doing that. So I remember even back, you know, Hoffman's Dry Goods and all the neat things around the square. I really loved the town. And then in 2014, we moved here permanently. It just turned out that his parents were not in good health, and they needed us to be nearby. And so our jobs allowed us to be here. And we have not regretted leaving the big city at all. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, loving the small town and the heritage behind it, that I wanted to make a contribution. Mm-hmm. My family background is military. My father was a career Air Force, and he was very strong and type that you respect where you come from, you respect the military, you respect your president. Mm-hmm. He said, you do what you can do. So when I was in school, I was in student council. I did the yearbook, the newspaper, whatever I get my hands into. So I've always been a very active person.
So you decided to want to be on the city council, city commission?
Yes, yes. I had been approached that there was a position, and I looked into it and saw that being retired now, that I had the time, mm-hmm. and I was interested in being able to make a difference here. maybe like things I am working on is helping at the RV park. We're trying to perhaps create more spaces there for more visitors coming to town. The playground needs an upgrade terribly. And I've been approached about a dog park. Now, that may be a little further down the road, but I am an animal activist, so that's definitely close to my heart, too. So.
The current issues, the things that you think are important that are going on in Mason these days, what would that be?
Definitely the infrastructure that we need to really plan for. One of the very first things that happened when we bought our house and moved here, within a month, my sewer system broke down. Tree roots got into it, and that's pretty common around town. So we've got to be looking to that. And then, of course, our sidewalks. Everyone has complained about the sidewalks, and figuring out what we can do there is a tough job. So those are most important.
Okay, as you look ahead toward the future, what are the issues that you think are important for Mason?
Well, of course, our landfill. We have to plan long term for that one. And it won't be long, probably within the next month. I understand we're going to be opening up, and hopefully within a few months, things will settle in and we can get to working on cleaning up Mason. We know we have a lot of elderly in town. We've got talked with the high school students. Maybe they can help us out and try to get something going there.
Okay. And those are the kinds of things that you're looking at in the future for Mason, want to pursue those?
Absolutely. Definitely want to work at helping our citizens in town be able to make their contributions. Like I said, help cleaning up and doing whatever we can for our population here in town.
When you're talking to folks about running for re-election here, what do you tell them? What do you say to them, say, when you ask them for their vote? Why do you tell them you should vote for me because?
Well, because I can now start immediately working on these projects that we have already started. On my first commissions 2 years, it took about the first year to learn the processes. And, I sat back and was kind of quiet for a while. But now I've got some steam going. So I'm hoping to keep that motivation going.
Okay. As you run for another term.
As I run for another term, absolutely.
All right, very good.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.